This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you are tired of hearing about California's drought, well, tough. Here's why. It's the sixth largest economy in the world and grows a ton of America's produce. The good news is that California has gotten a lot of rain in the past few months. The bad news is rain's okay, but it's not what they really need. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jed Kim reports.
Talking weather in California requires perspective. There's now and there's later. Now,
we've had plenty of rainfall, especially in the northern Sierra, but not much snow.
Dave Rosardo is chief of the snow survey section for the California Department of Water Resources. Snow is critical for it later. It melts in the spring, providing a third of the state's water supply. Now, snow levels are below historical averages. Storms later this week could push the levels up above those averages. But Rosardo says it's still early in the season.
We do need to then continue the trend of having sustained storms throughout the winter.
To get out of drought conditions, the state needs years of above-average snowfall. Still, Daniel Sumner, who teaches agricultural economics at UC Davis, says the amount of rain and snow has helped.
So far, at least, things are close enough to normal that farmers aren't going to make drastic changes in either their planting decisions or their irrigation decisions.
Remember, California is the largest food producer in the U.S. Sumner says grass is plentiful enough right now that things look good for young cattle, especially if the rest of winter is wet. For dairy and tree nut farmers, though, revenue doesn't look great regardless of water supply. Prices for those have dropped. Still, a wet year would help replenish overdrawn groundwater.
What that does is give us a little cushion in terms of planning for long-term changes.
Like the warming planet, which will mean less snow. A future that may be coming sooner rather than later. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.